Praise the Lord, everyone. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, we are blessed to have that friend in Jesus, and it's just wonderful to be here tonight, to be able to think about the Lord, to meditate on Him, to sing His praises. Oh, yes. You know, so many of these songs that we sing talk about that time in Glory Land, you know, what's ahead of us. And truly, that is the hope of our soul. You know, we have these little times down here, and oh my, sometimes there's a lot of struggles. But oh, praise the Lord, we have such a hope in our heart, such a hope beyond this world. And oh, thank God, we can never just praise the Lord and thank Him enough. It's going to be such a day when we all get home. Amen. You know, yes, we are looking forward so much to this special time of fellowship in April. And, you know, yes, just expecting God to do great things. But, oh my, just think when we all get home. Amen. And, you know, there'll be no traveling long distances to do that one. We'll just all be home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray as we begin here tonight. And I just want to add to, I know Brother Tim's downstairs, and so if you can't hear him saying amen and singing with us, it's because he's downstairs, and please keep him in prayer. He's still having pain in his back, and it's a long thing, oh my, to have to go through that. And all, but yes, we know God knows how to take us through and completely heal us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, and he does have an appointment tomorrow. If you could keep that in prayer also, that God would direct it and lead it. And, oh, God, that wisdom would be granted in all those matters. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for such an opportunity as this. We thank you for your word that speaks to our heart, oh Lord, and oh God, we are so privileged. Oh God, there's so few that really know thee, Lord, and oh God, we're living in such troublesome times, and oh God, such perilous times. Oh God, I don't know how people think, oh Lord, when they don't have you, Lord. Oh God, as they see all these unknowns ahead, Lord, and oh God, all the confusion of this world. Oh God, but we thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that we have a hope that's deep in our very being, Lord. A hope, oh Lord, beyond this world. I pray that you'd help us, Lord, as we live in this world, as we fight through the trials of this world, Lord. Oh God, as we learn how to overcome in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, oh God, yes, that you would strengthen us. Oh God, that you would move in us, that you would teach us the things that we need to know, Lord. And oh God, we do come to you, Lord, and we do ask you, Lord, for your help, your mercy and your goodness and your grace, Lord. And oh God, we praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It just dawned on me, I don't have my glasses. Maybe I could see properly, but just a minute. I'm just going to go get them. Just excuse me a minute. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Oh, our God is so good. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, we're going to just have a Bible study here tonight, and we're going to be talking somewhat about overcoming, about spiritual warfare, all those good things as the Lord leads. I'm not quite sure just all the details of how he'll work in this, but oh my, we're going to just pray that he will lead and direct this Bible study. And let's just here have a word of prayer here. Heavenly Father, we just pray again, Lord, that you would be here in this place. And oh Lord, that you would talk to every heart and every soul. Pray that you direct this Bible study, Lord, that you give me the words that I need. And oh God, the wisdom that I need. Oh God, and oh God, direct me in the scripture, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' precious name. Oh Lord, meet the needs of your people, Lord. Help us all through these troublesome times. And oh God, give us great victories in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. I just needed, I think, another prayer here. Praise God. So let's open up the scripture. Let's talk about the Word of God here tonight. I'm going to title this, To Them That Turn the Battle to the Gate. To Them That Turn the Battle to the Gate. Praise the Lord. We're going to read just a little bit here as we begin, and eventually going to Isaiah chapter 28. But let's just review a little bit. I know we were in Isaiah 59, and I believe last week, and let's just read a verse here from Isaiah 59. I must say this verse is with me just almost constantly, it seems like. Praise the Lord. But let's look at Isaiah 59 as we begin here tonight. Verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, this was a verse that I remember that our young people's leader, back when I was a girl back home, you know, asked us to memorize. And I'm so glad he did that. You know, oh my, those wonderful verses that we put in our hearts, oh, especially those younger years, it's just so amazing because how the Lord keeps it. But oh yes, this 19th verse obviously was very dear to Brother Grover, and you know, obviously, you know, he felt like we all needed to have it deep in our memories. And I thank God for that. You know, it talks about the people from the west fearing the name of the Lord. And oh yes, it's that fear, that respect for God that brings us to repentance. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, his glory that shines from the east, the rising of the sun. All the works that he did while he was on this earth, praise the Lord. But yes, as we walk with the Lord, we all have battles to fight. And I think this second portion of this 19th verse just must probably ring a bell with probably all of us. It says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And that's so beautiful because, yes, there are times when we feel overwhelmed, like we've been hit hard. But praise the Lord, just as it was out in the battlefield. Oh, yes, there. Oh, yes, those that had the standard would come to the point in the battlefield where the most help was needed. And they would raise the flag, the standard, on that spot. And praise the Lord, then therefore they would all come, the army would all come there to join in that spot so that they could defeat the enemy at that moment. Praise the Lord, in that place where the battle was raging the most. And I thank God, oh, it is such a wonderful thing that, oh yes, we can cry out to our God. We can utter his name. We can call out his name. And oh, praise the Lord, he comes. He comes to meet our need. He comes to gather in the midst of his people. In fact, yes, as it tells us in Matthew 18, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there is he in our midst. And praise the Lord, that is so wonderful. We can gather and he comes to be with us. In fact, I know he walks with us and he talks with us, amen? But oh yes, there are those moments when, oh yes, we feel like we are being attacked. And I am so thankful that we can cry out that name that is above every name. Oh yes, that name that devils are subject to, that name, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, there is such power in that name. Praise the Lord, such authority in that name. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, I'm just recalling at this moment, you know, years ago, Pastor David was called to the bedside of a man. He was in the hospital, and they were not expecting him to live. His name was Harley, as I recall, and the family had gathered around him, and they'd called David, Pastor David, to come and pray for him and just be there with him. And, you know, Pastor David came, and lo and behold, he came and he uttered a very short prayer. He just said, Jesus, Jesus. And all at once, the nurse who was monitoring Harley, she kind of screamed because all at once his vitals all changed. And, you know, he wasn't dying anymore. Praise the Lord. Oh, the power in that saving name. And, you know, I don't know if that was a Saturday or Friday or Saturday or so when Pastor David went there, but I believe it was Monday, and, you know, we called the family to see how Harley was doing. And, oh, his wife answered and said, oh, he's good. He's out in the field. You know, he's working the land. Praise the Lord. He was a farmer, and, yeah, he was just back out there. Praise the Lord. You don't die in 1 minute, and, oh, alive the next. But that is the power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And how many times have we cried out that name, you know, Jesus? And instantly, everything changed. I know I've mentioned this before, too, but it's just coming to me at the moment. You know, years ago, Ruth, my oldest daughter, was just a little one, just a toddler, just, you know, barely walking, I guess, you know, not real sure on her feet yet, it seemed. But anyway, we were standing at the front door, and then all at once, she started to tumble. And I cried out, Jesus. And it was so amazing because as she was tumbling down the cement steps, it was like her head never touched the cement. Amen, you know? And there she was at the bottom and, you know, just able to get up and just fine. Praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, that's the power and the authority and the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, how privileged we are to be able to call out that name. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, when we're being attacked, when the enemy comes in like a flood, like an overwhelming flood, praise the Lord, we are promised that the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, that enemy. Praise the Lord. Of course, we know, yes, we have an adversary. And yes, if we're on earth, we're going to have to do some fighting. Oh, I'm not talking about, you know, weapons of this world because, yeah, our battles are not fought with carnal weapons. No, indeed, they are fought through our spiritual warfare. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And 1 Peter chapter 5 tells us, praise the Lord, verse 7 to start with, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, that is such a beautiful verse in itself. You know, we can give it all to Jesus. Amen, because he cares for us like no one else could ever care for us. And then we are instructed in verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, that ninth verse is telling us that, you know, we all are going to have afflictions. We are all going to have trials. You know, it's not just one of us that goes through it, you know, and, you know, looking at everybody else and thinking they have an easy life. No, that's not true, because, yes, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We're all having to fight, you know. We're all having to fight and lay hold on eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's a definite, you know, word that we need to understand. But yes, we are instructed the need to be sober and to be vigilant. In other words, to be watchful, to be alert. Amen. Because yes, we have an enemy. We have an enemy. It's the devil. And yes, he comes as a roaring lion, it tells us. As a roaring lion and walking about, and maybe not always roaring, because he's a little more subtle than that. Seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for a prey. But oh, praise the Lord, we can resist him in the name of Jesus, steadfast in the faith. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. We can give it over to him. Oh, praise the Lord, steadfast in the faith. And oh, yes, we can resist that old devil. We can rebuke him. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes. Our faith is firm in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Amen. But, oh, yes, it is good to be aware, yes, that, you know, we're going to have to fight this good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Yes, as it tells us there in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter in verse 12. In fact, let's turn to it here for a moment. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12 tells us, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes. And oh, yes, there's a whole list of things that we need to flee there in this 6th chapter of 1 Timothy. Oh, yes, so, you know, so many in this world strive for the things of this world. But, oh, yes, you know, it tells us that there's a lot of vainness. People who strive to be rich, and, oh, yes, who even teach, you know, it talks about people that deny the doctrine of our God. Amen. Those that are not willing to listen to wholesome words, as it tells us in the 3rd verse of the 6th chapter, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. And there's a description of this kind of person in this chapter. It tells us he is proud, knowing nothing. This is how God sees that arrogant person. And, you know, we know, first of all, pride isn't going to get us to heaven. That's all over in God's word. And, you know, if you're going to get to first base, you got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You've got to submit your heart to him. Amen. Amen. So this kind of person who isn't going to listen, even to the words of Jesus Christ, and apply the doctrine which is according to godliness, he's described here, or she. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, you know, debates and, you know, things that don't even matter. You know, I just trying to antagonize people, or, you know, just even, you know, get them confused, whatever all the motive is. But, oh my, it says, what comes of that? Whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. You know, none of these attributes do we want in our lives. We don't want to be full of envy. We sure don't want to be full of strife. We don't want to have railings, which are bitter, abuse of speech. God forbid that that would come out of our mouths. Or evil surmisings, where, you know, you're just going around with evil thoughts, guessing things, and coming up with, you know, whatever comes to your mind. Oh, all kinds of hypotheses, I suppose, and so on. But, you know, from an evil heart, what's going to come forth from it? Much evil. Amen. And then it says, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. And perverse means wicked. Wicked disputings of men of corrupt minds. And destitute of the truth. Oh my, to be destitute of the truth means to be void of it. To be empty of it. Oh my, oh, not to have any of it at all. Terrible. And then supposing that gain is godliness. Oh, do we ever hear anyone talk about gain being godliness? Oh, yeah, because, yeah, they're doing well financially. And looks like they got a lot of blessings. Oh, God must be, you know, really just blessing them. They must be, you know, in sync with God and everything else. Well, no, that isn't necessarily true at all. It is not true that gain means that a person is godly. In fact, here we're told, from such withdraw thyself. Oh, that prosperity doctrine. Oh, that some preach even in this very day. Huh? Things don't change a whole lot, do they, with humans? Just seems like the same old problems keep on propping up. Oh, yeah. But anyway, yes, it tells us, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But it says, oh, to the contrary, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Amen, oh my. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation, in a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. And yes, Brother Samuel was talking about how riches can be a snare to people. Oh my, and what do you do with all that money? And then you have to invest more and more and more and more. You know, I remember, you know, years ago when we came to Beaver Dam, and, you know, Pastor David worked on apartments. He did locksmithing, and often he would be called to change the locks in apartment complexes, and you know, the thing is, you know, people who had money, they keep on building because they needed tax write-offs, and you know, so it goes on and on and on, all those things, because, yeah, you know, just more and more, and you know, more is never enough, and oh boy, you know, it tells us here, yes, how to think. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Oh, that should never be our goal, to strive to be rich. And oh, here we're seeing the negative side of it. You know, that should not be our goals. You know, Paul brought it out. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Praise the Lord. And then, yes, Paul writes in verse 11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Oh, yes, works of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And then verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, there is some striving to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And oh, yes, we're going to be fighting this fight of faith. But look, it says a good fight of faith. Yes, so oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we may go through battles. Amen. Oh, yes, it may come in like a flood at times. But praise the Lord. The Lord knows how to deliver us and get us through. And it's going to be a victory. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a good fight of faith. Amen. And it says, lay hold on eternal life. See, that means that our goal should be eternal life. That's where our eyes need to be focused, you know. That should be what we're striving for. heaven, yeah, living with the Lord. Oh yes, being delivered from this this life of bondage here on this earth. Amen. Everlasting life. Praise the Lord. We need to lay hold on it. Whereunto thou art also called. Oh, that wonderful call when he called us unto salvation and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, shared that story, that testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you see, we have some action verbs here. And that tells us, oh yes, as we walk with the Lord, as we walk on this earth, this planet earth, oh yes, we've got to keep in mind that we've got to fight the good fight of faith, these spiritual battles. And yes, lay hold on eternal life. That's our goal. That's our aim. That's what we're looking for. Amen. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it's in our heart to share the glorious, wonderful gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But oh, yes, there's going to be some involvement in our walk with the Lord. Amen. And oh, yes. We're so thankful that, you know, he didn't leave us without the tools that we need to fight it. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah 28 now and read a little bit here in this wonderful chapter. Isaiah chapter 28. Praise the Lord. The first four verses we'll kind of maybe do together. It says, "Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine." Oh, it tells us, "Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand." Oh my, that sounds like an easy pushover for God. Amen. But oh, he's talking about those, oh, that are in this crown of pride, those of that ilk. Oh yes, who aren't bent on serving the Lord. Oh yes, this may easily include powerful, rich people that are esteemed by man. Amen. But you know, it tells us in these verses, you know, they've just only got a short little stretch here on this world. Their power, their riches, oh my, God sees it. Oh, their glorious beauty, you know, which may be esteemed by man, oh my, but that doesn't mean it's loved by God. Oh, to the contrary, no, God sees their glorious beauty as a fading flower. Oh, here for a little while, and then fadeth away. Amen. Oh, on the head of the fat valleys, the fruitful valleys of them that are overcome with wine. And yes, because yes, it talks about wine here, it's talking about people without discernment. Oh my, who can't tell? They're so drunk that they don't know what's right and they don't know what's wrong. And, you know, they're going to say all kinds of dumb things that they could easily regret down the road and so on. But, you know, because they're under that influence, then, you know, they're not going to have wisdom. They're not going to be able to serve the Lord. Oh my, you know, they're going to be full of folly. And yes, they have an appointment with God. Amen. "Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand." Oh my, he's just gonna push it over, so to speak. Oh my. Oh yes, that when it comes to judge this world and his righteousness, oh my, you know, he mentions hail there, and oh yes, it tells us in Job chapter 38, and you know what, I just turned there. Job 38 in verses 22 and 23, it says, "Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow?" And of course, this is the Lord talking to Job. Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? Oh my, you know, God's going to use hail, and all the description in the book of Revelation sounds like some mighty huge hail balls are going to fall from heaven. Oh yes, as he judges this world in righteousness. Amen. Oh, so he's coming with a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, he's going to drown them out, so to speak, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. And then it refers to the crown of pride again. Oh yes, those arrogant ones. Oh, everything that is high and lifted up is going to be brought down, going to be brought down flat. And it tells us the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden under feet. Oh my, that's how it's going to go. Smash, smash. And then it says, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower. And as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up, you know. Oh my, it comes and it goes, you know, all very quickly. And here it is, you know, those that fear not God, those that are full of their own pride. Oh yes, they're going to be brought down. It's going to be, you know, they were here for a moment and then they're gone. They come and then they go. Oh my. But oh yes, that's how God sees it, and that's how he would judge those that don't turn to him in repentance. Oh my. But then it refers to that wonderful day when Jesus Christ came to this world to bring us salvation. Praise the Lord, to usher in his new covenant. Oh yes, it's referred to in verse 5. And so often here in Isaiah, when it says in that day, it's referring to Jesus' coming, his first coming. Oh, when he comes, oh my, you know, to bring forth salvation and to usher in his covenant, his new covenant. Oh, praise the Lord. So it says, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. Praise the Lord, you know, God always has a residue or a remnant. Those that are left, you know, are those that fear God, those that don't go the way of the world. And yes, Jesus Christ, he came into this world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And his own received him not. Amen. But praise the Lord, to those that received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. Praise the Lord. So yes, you know, for the most part, that Jewish nation to whom he came, to his own, that did not receive him, he still found a remnant, a residue that would fear his name and come to him. Well, yes, the one who was in the world was made by him, and yes, the world knew him not. But oh yes, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But praise the Lord to them that received him. Oh, praise the Lord, he gives us that power. Oh, that power of the Holy Ghost, that power to overcome, oh, to live, oh, yes, in this world, in victory, praise the Lord. So, yes, it refers to the first coming of Jesus in verse 5. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty. Oh, praise the Lord, the wonderful salvation, and oh, yes, his plan, oh, the rewards that he has for his people. Oh, praise the Lord. A diadem is like a crown-like ornament that would be worn on the head, you know, with, I would say, most likely many beautiful, beautiful jewels. And oh, yes, he would come, yes, for the residue of his people. Praise the Lord. And then verse 6, and for a spirit, a judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Now, here we're going to pause because, yes, this is where I got my title for this message. But, verse 6, the first part, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment. And I believe that's talking about his people who can discern, to whom he gives us wisdom. Oh, yes, the words of life, so that we can tell right from wrong. Amen. So we can discern good from evil, evil from good. Amen. And oh, yes, we can walk in holiness because, yes, you know, he's given us that ability, that kind of judgment, so that we can tell what is right and what is wrong. How important is that? Amen. How we need that. Praise the Lord. So, oh, praise the Lord. He gives us a spirit of judgment so we can judge rightly, amen, and know and understand, oh my, what is needful in the Word of God, amen, and how to conduct our lives, amen. And then, oh yes, for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Oh, praise the Lord, you know, that is such a word right here, those that turn the battle to the gate. You know, if it's a physical war, such as mankind is aware of, you have a city that's all walled in, as was common in the land that the Jews lived in and Jesus walked in and so on. Well, you know, you would not open the gate to the enemy, would ya? Not on purpose, would ya? I mean, you would keep that gate closed if the enemy was without. For sure, you would not want the enemy to come through the gate, would you? Oh, I say not. I say not. I say not. But oh, praise the Lord, yes. Oh, praise the Lord who's given us his spirit. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, so we can judge righteous judgment. And so we can withstand the enemy, praise the Lord. So, oh, by the grace of God, we can keep the enemy out of our lives. Praise the Lord, the adversary, that old devil who is walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, praise the Lord. I think that is so beautiful. Yes, he gives strength, for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. And oh yes, we're going to apply it spiritually. Oh yes, we don't want the adversary, the old devil, to have a hold on our lives. No, you know, we want to keep him at bay. We want to keep him out. We want to keep that gate shut. Amen. So he has no access to us. Praise the Lord by the power of his blood and the power of his might. Amen. Oh, that wonderful gift of salvation that he has wrought for his people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's go to some New Testament now for a bit here. Matthew 24 here for a little. Praise the Lord. I'm going to Matthew 24 and I'm going down to verse 42. Matthew 24, verse 42. And it reads, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Then we're instructed, therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Oh yes, so maybe he's coming when they say peace and safety, as we're instructed also in 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter. Oh yes, but oh yes, yes, we're told, yes, in the natural sense that the good man of the house, he knew, you know, yeah, the thief is coming at, you know, 6 o'clock. You know, he's gonna be all, you know, prepared. And so it is with our lives, you know. We want to live in such a way that we are living beyond the means of the devil, that, you know, he would not have an open invitation to come into our lives and make havoc. No, we want to keep that gateway to the devil closed, you know, and that awareness, yes, that, you know, we want nothing to do with it, and we're going to keep our guard up so that he doesn't gain access. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let's just go now to the 12th chapter of Matthew. Praise the Lord. Matthew 12, and I'm going to start with verse 22 here in Matthew 12. Verse 22 tells us, "Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David?" Oh, they couldn't believe it. Here was Jesus Christ. And, you know, for the most part, you know, here he is. He's casting out the devil in this possessed person who had been blind and dumb, unable to speak. And he prays for him, and the man is healed. And so that, oh, there's an instant change. This possessed person is no longer possessed and is blind, is no longer blind or dumb, and he speaks. And he can see. Praise the Lord. And all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" I mean, they saw him as, you know, a man. And oh my, you know, but yet, you know, he's doing this. He must be maybe that one that was to come, the son of David. I think the people began to see it. They began to realize, hey, you know, how could this be the Messiah? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe they were beginning to get it. But oh man, the devil rose up in the Pharisees in verse 24. "But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." Oh, how pathetic, and how, what blaspheme, and oh, look at, I just can't believe, oh, how it is here. They rebutted there. They couldn't stand it that all at once, you know, the people saw the wondrous work of Jesus and were beginning to get it, you know, that, wow, this could be the son of David, the one that was foretold, the Messiah. Oh, my. But all the Pharisees, they're a nasty bunch. "This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." Oh, well, that's horrible. That's blasphemous. But it tells us Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." I think I'm quoting from Sam's newsletter. Oh, well. "And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges." Oh, it was a loony tune. Oh my, it was ridiculous to, you know, just even say those words. The Pharisees grabbing for straws, I guess you could say, you know, trying to put that on Jesus. But oh yes, if a kingdom is divided against itself, it's going to be brought down. And every city or house that's divided against itself, it's not going to be able to stand. And so if Satan cast out Satan, then he's divided against himself. And oh, his kingdom surely will not stand. And of course, it's not going to stand anyway. But oh my, you know, there's a point here that Jesus was making. "And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges." Were they going to put that on their children? Oh my. But he says in verse 28, Jesus Christ, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So here we're giving words of wisdom, you know. Oh, certainly Jesus did not cast out spirits, devils by Beelzebub, but no, he was casting them out by the power, the authority, the Spirit of God. And yes, it meant that the kingdom of God had come to them. Praise the Lord. And yes, how then could one enter into a strong man's house and then spoil his goods, you know, when the strong man is standing there with his, you know, weaponry and you know, his all his powerful things to keep them at bay? No, they would have to bind the strong man first before they could spoil his house. Yes, if he's standing there in readiness, on guard with all, yes, his artillery and all the other assets that he needs. Amen, and even manpower. So, this is very informative, really. You know, Jesus is saying he's got to first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Well, praise the Lord for Calvary. Oh, praise the Lord, because, oh, yes, Jesus won that victory. Amen. Oh, yes, and triumphed over Satan. Satan was cast out. And praise the Lord, he was cast out of heaven, that is. Amen. And no longer has access to the throne of God. Praise the Lord. But, oh, yes, we are also instructed here, Matthew 18, verse 18. Oh, yes, if you'll read it with me. Oh, Jesus is telling us, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Praise the Lord, he's giving authority to his people to bind on earth. Oh, yes, and telling us, if we do so, it shall be bound in heaven. And yes, the same with loosing. Whatever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And he says again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he did not leave us powerless. Oh, yes, God has given us of his Spirit. Oh, the Lord Jesus has given us of his Spirit. So, yes, oh, we can go forth in victory. Praise the Lord. So we can turn the battle to the gate. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So we don't have to entertain, those spirits of the devil. Amen. And yes, we can bind and we can loose in the powerful name of Jesus. Oh, yes, by the blood that was shed on Calvary. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus gave us an example of this in Luke, the 13th chapter. If you'll turn there with me right now, praise the Lord. Luke chapter 13, praise the Lord. I'm going down to verse 10. Luke 13, verse 10, it tells us, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, this is what the ruler said, there are 6 days in which men ought to work in them. Therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered, verse 15, the Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day? Oh, so yes, here we have this exact example how Jesus did it. And it tells us in verse 17, and when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank our God. Amen. Praise our Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he has not left us without help, without aid. Oh, that wonderful ability to bind and to loose in the name of Jesus, to take authority over those devils, over those unclean spirits, over those works of darkness. Praise the Lord. Amen. He has given us that power and that authority to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Oh yes, he said that in Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, praise the Lord. That is what the Lord has done for us. Oh, yes, when he gave us that authority and power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the wonderful Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it gives us, oh, yes, power from on high. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is what, oh, yes, he told the 70 that were so amazed. Oh, yes, because they were able, oh, yes, through the name of Jesus Christ, cast out devils. Yes, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. They were saying, verse 17, when the 70 returned after being commissioned by Jesus Christ. And yes, Jesus answered, verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And of course, that's talking about devils. Oh, yes, oh, the wickedness of the enemy. And oh, yes, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by anything or by any means hurt you. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that is so beautiful. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He has not left us without authority and without power. Amen, to do the work that he has commissioned us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter now. Amen. Ephesians 6, oh yes, it tells us how to put on that armor so that we can fight, oh yes, oh, that battle against the adversary, oh, against, oh yes, his cohorts, oh, against serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Let's look here at Ephesians chapter 6 now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6, and I'm going down to verse 10. It tells us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And yes, wiles means tricks or all the subtlety, you know, all the things that he tries to do to cleverly advance his program and cause us to be off guard. He is a sly one. But oh, praise the Lord, here God, oh, has given us a means. Oh, yes. Oh, that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord, for we're instructed here in the 12th verse, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh yes, we're talking about unseen entities here in this 12th verse. And yeah, it's not things that are visible, but oh yes, the devil has, he has a principality. He has principalities, he has powers. Oh yes, and oh my, he has put them in charge of different parts of the world, different cities, different principalities, and so on of the world. And oh my, he's there to cause as much havoc as he possibly can. But praise the Lord. These verses are all about how we overcome. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, praise the Lord, how we overcome, oh, that one that may by subtlety try to advance his program. But no thank you. No thank you, devil. Amen. I'm going to put on the armor. So it tells us here, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, or to oppose, to stand against the one who is opposing in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen. So we put on the whole armor of God. And now, yes, we're going to go into all the pieces of that armor that we need. We need every bit of it. Amen. We don't want anything to be missing. Yes, it declares the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, oppose the devil in the evil day. And we're living in an evil day. And yes, we've got to gain victory. Oh yes, it's, you know, the victory is for those that overcome the world. And yes, we're not going to get there. We're not going to get to our heavenly destination without a fight, that good fight of faith. Oh yes, you know, it's not a war of the flesh, but it's a spiritual battle that we're fighting, those strongholds that we're going to come against and oppose in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So it tells us how to do it here in Ephesians 6, verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh yes, yes, we are told how to do it here, these precious verses here. Oh, we need all of these, all of these parts of the armor of God. And first of all, we're told that we have to have our loins girt about with truth. Oh, we are to buy the truth and sell it not. The truth of God's word that speaks to our heart. Amen. Oh, the truth that, oh yes, tells us, oh yes, what sin is. And oh yes, tells us, oh yes, to stay away from it. The truth of God's word that, yes, we must have around our loins, so to speak. Oh yes, spiritually. And this, oh yes, to be covered with a breastplate spiritually of righteousness. Oh, it's the Lord's breastplate. Oh, that he gives us his righteousness, that he clothes upon us. Praise the Lord. And I love it how, you know, last week when we were in Isaiah 59, it tells us prophetically of Jesus. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Amen. But oh yes, that righteousness that he makes available for us. Oh, when we turn our lives over to him in repentance, and obey, oh yes, his command to be baptized in his name. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, we can be girt about with the truth and have that breastplate of righteousness upon us. And then, oh yes, we want our feet to be shoed or shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh yes, oh, that's our plan, to go out there, oh, and bring the gospel to other people. So yeah, we've prepared. Oh yes, our feet are ready. They're ready to go. They're ready to, oh God knows, oh yes, to make those steps with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, to bring the gospel to them that are without. Amen. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. So it tells us there in Mark chapter 16. Oh my. So yes, here we go. And then above all, it tells us in verse 16, we need a shield. Oh, this is the shield of faith. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But oh, yes, we can't get at all to God without faith. We've got to have it to fight. Yes, it's a good fight of faith, right there, as we're told in 1 Timothy 6:12. Yes, that's what we've got to be armed with, that shield of faith. Because it's going to be faith that helps us to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, all that he tries to throw on us. But praise the Lord, that shield is there so they don't stick. They don't go through. That shield of faith prevents those darts from going through and hitting us and, oh, weakening us and, oh, making us an instrument of the devil. Oh, those fiery darts of the wicked. Praise the Lord, yes. Yes, we take that shield of faith. Oh, we take it wherever we go. Oh, we never know, oh my, when we have to call out in faith and believe God, wherewith ye shall be able to quench, to stop all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, to stop, to extinguish, to put out all those fiery darts of the wicked. And praise the Lord, and what do we have on our head? Oh, just as Jesus came with that helmet of salvation. Oh, we come with a helmet of salvation. Praise the Lord on our heads. And all there by our side, all forever there in our hearts and in our minds, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, yes, Jesus defeated the devil by quoting Scripture. Amen. And all we want it hidden in our hearts so that, oh, we do not sin against God, so that, oh, yes, we can use it. Oh, as a sword. Oh, as a sword. Oh, yes, to bring down the enemy and those that would oppose the gospel. Oh yes, all of those that would rise up against us. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. For yes, we know the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the hearts. Of the heart. Amen. Praise the Lord, that's God's word. And oh yes, we need that sword of the Spirit. Praise the Lord, to make it through this world, to have that armor, all these pieces we need to have embraced. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And then it tells us, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Oh yes, to make our humble requests or petitions known unto God, our supplications. Oh yes, praying always. You know, we're told to pray without ceasing. That means that, you know, whenever we need to, that prayer comes out because it's in our heart, it's in our minds, and you know, it's just ready, oh, ready, whenever we need it, to utter out that prayer. Oh yes, and sometimes I guess it would just be inside if we it wouldn't be able to speak, but oh my, many times, oh, audibly also, of course. And oh yes, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord, and I'm so thankful we can pray in the Spirit. Oh yes, there are times, oh yes, it is so troubling, it is so heavy. Oh yes, the enemy is coming in like a flood trying to drown us, and oh, thank God we can pray in the Spirit. And oh, the Spirit makes intercession, oh yes, to God for us, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, yes. It's a wonderful thing, you know, so many times it's in tongues. Oh yes, as the Lord takes over, we don't have that understanding of what we're speaking in that case, but oh, God knows, and He knows the details, He knows the burden, He knows the needs, He knows every precise detail, and oh, He knows how to make intercession, praise the Lord, and He takes our tongue, that old unruly member that gets us into so much trouble, and oh yes, as we just let the Spirit pray, and oh, those other tongues that come forth, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we're attacking the devil. Amen. We're praying. Yes, we're, you know, we're letting the Lord work through us. He knows what needs, oh, to be answered, and He knows how to do it. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, I'm so glad for our prayer team. I'm so glad for each and every one of you that participates, oh, with the prayers. And I know many times, you know, we're just doing our things, our daily life activities, and, you know, somebody will come to mind, and praise God, we can, you know, utter that prayer, even in our heart, if that be the case, and bring that person before the Lord. But, oh, yes, you know, we can bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. Amen. Prayer, oh, is a great privilege. And oh, thank God we can pray one for another. Oh, yes, there's such a bond in that, you know, that brings us together as, you know, we, oh, you know, let the Lord pray through us. And oh, you know, we make mention of one another to the great King and God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication with all saints. Praise the Lord. And Paul particularly added in verse 19, if for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You know, I can understand that just a little bit. I so admire Paul because, you know, he was so attacked. He was so beaten. He went through just so much that I can't even begin to, you know, to know all that he endured. But you know what? He was plucky. Oh, my. And you know what? He might have, you know, been beaten with rods. Maybe he was just stoned, and you know, he had suffered shipwreck. He had been a day and night in the deep, you know, and he said that five times he received 40 stripes, save one. And, you know, all of those things that he went through, you know, all those perils he talked about in 2 Corinthians 11th chapter. Oh my, you know, perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils by mine own countrymen, perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren. Oh my, you know. Oh, but you know what? He got up and he kept on going, and you know, here he's asking, you know, that they would pray for him, this church, oh, at Ephesus, and oh, I'm sure they did. But you know, what is he praying? What is he asking them to pray for? And he says, oh, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Oh my, you know, despite of all the persecution and all the trouble and all the heartaches, and oh my, how hard he hurt and how many times he bled, and you know, how many times he was shot down, so to speak. Oh my, he's asking, oh, pray that I can go forth and open my mouth and speak boldly. Oh, praise the Lord that I can make known the mystery of the gospel. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. For which he said he was an ambassador, a representative of the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And yes, at that moment he was in prison. He was in bonds. But he's asking, pray for me that I may boldly speak. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, I ought to speak. Oh, that God would continue to give me boldness so that I can continue, oh, my walk with the Lord. And oh, be that testimony, that light, oh, particularly to the Gentiles and to all that he came across. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, I am so glad we can fight that good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life whereunto we've been called. Amen. Yes, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, he gives us the tools so that we can fight these battles and win. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We are told in James, the 4th chapter, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, beautiful verses here. But oh, yes, we're told in verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. He's given us the tools that we need so that, oh, yes, we can have his strength. Oh, the strength that he gives to them that turn the battle to the gate. Amen. Oh, we resist the devil and he will flee. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's turning the battle to the gate so the enemy cannot come in and take advantage. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We've got his armor. Oh, we can put it on and embrace it. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, thank God, our loins girded about with truth and that breastplate of righteousness. Oh, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And, oh, that shield of faith, oh, above all, by which we can quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Praise the Lord, that helmet of salvation. Oh, the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. And, oh, yes, that wonderful ability to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. He knows how to get us through this world. Praise the Lord. We can have victory in Jesus. We can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we can turn, oh, the enemy, that battle to the gate. Amen. So that the enemy stays out. And oh, yes. We have the advantage through the blood of Jesus Christ, the wonderful armor that he's given us, and oh, yes, the advantages that we have through the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God we can fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us victory. Give us hope. Help us to embrace these words. Help us to live these words. Oh, God, put that faith in our heart, oh, Lord. And, oh, God, oh, help us, oh, Lord, to go ahead and do the work that you've asked us to do. Oh, God, oh, not looking back and not giving up, but, oh, going forward in the name of Jesus to quench every fiery dart that the enemy may try to throw at us. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, amen. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, praise our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our chorus book to number 77 and sing In the Name of Jesus. Number 77 in the chorus book. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm okay. You just keep me in prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.